Espouse Old Mill is a historic landmark in Stanbridge East dating back to 1849. It was originally known as the Sill House, and it served as an inn for people passing through the area. Owner of Les Jardins de la Grelinette in Stanbridge East purchased Espouse Old Mill from former Member of Parliament for Brome, Missisquoi, Denis Paradis, with a new vision for the site: a farm-to-table-style restaurant with all products and produce from Brome, Missisquoi, an inn with a historical touch, a new and improved lounge bar, a garden for the summer, a greenhouse for vegetables in the winter, with the mission of informing passerbyers about buying and eating local. CIDI had the chance to chat with Jean-Martin to get a better understanding of this vision and what he hopes to accomplish with his spouse Old Mill. Good day, listeners. I am your host, Taylor McClure, for CIDI's Daily News Show, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. Jean-Martin, I just wanted to start off by thanking you so much for taking the opportunity and the time out of your day to chat with CIDI. I really appreciate it. As a former historian, I am just very curious about the history of Espouse Old Mill, so that's what I'm going to start off with here. Do you know some of the stories behind this building here in Stanbridge East?
Well, I know some of the more recent stories because it was a bar here, you know, probably for about 40 years or 50 years. Actually, before Mr. Paradis took it, that was in 2015. It was really a bar. It was a local bar in Stanbridge East, and there's a lot of stories about this bar. There's a lot of stories about this bar in one way being really kind of rough and cowboy and really popular. There's a lot of people from Stanbridge East that it was really their go-to places.
Yeah, I've been told by some people that I know that have come here that it was the go-to place. Yeah. Do you know a little bit about the history, like history of the building?
I don't know that much. I know the mill. The mill is right in front across the river. The mill was where all the farmers would bring their grain. And then, you know, it was a communal mill, and then everybody would kind of leave with their flour for the year. And so that's why in Stanbridge East, the slogan, it says grind slowly. It's Stanbridge East, grind slowly. That's where it comes from.
Okay.
Because of the river, there was a mill, and because of the mill, there was the oat mill. It's probably, being a farmer myself, when the mill was being grinded, they wanted to have a few beers, so they would come and hang out here.
Now, let's get into Espouse Old Mill a little bit more. When did you take over this space and why did you decide to do so?
You know, I have a farm about 4 minutes from here with my wife, La Grelinette, Les Jardins de La Grelinette. And it's a small farm, and we farm on an acre and a half. And we grow vegetables that we bring, you know, namely to the Knowlton Farmers Market every Saturday. We've been doing that for almost 20 years, so wow. A long time. And then I myself branched out of the farm and started another farm in Hammingford, Quebec, Ferme des Quatre Temps. It's a teaching ground where I teach market gardening to 10 young apprentices every year. And I did that for 7 years. And I guess because of the pandemic and I just felt like I wanted to come back. And I also teach on an online course, the Market Gardener's Masterclass, and I have like 8 staff working full time on that project. So the space here had, you know, a big garden that could be a market garden. It's about an acre. It had a really nice place to host, like an office space, and it had the restaurant opportunity, and I just, all of these reasons kind of brought me back here, and I decided to jump and do this.
Yeah, everything kind of just fell into place.
Well, yeah, it fell into place in our head, and then you know, reality kicks in, and then you're like, okay, this is a big project, and there's setbacks, and then there's obstacles, and there's, but all in all, we're really, really happy with how it's unfolding. The restaurant opened about 3 weeks ago. And it's been doing really well. People are super excited about it, and we're glad.
Yeah, why don't we talk about that a little bit more? When you took over the space, you said there's lots of projects and lots of things to do. So can you speak a little bit about the renovations and preserving its historical features as much as possible? Because you're in the midst of renovating right now.
So we did change, you know, a lot of things. One of the first thing that we did was to tear down the bar. It wasn't the original bar because that was kind of refurbished by Monsieur Paradis, but the bar was a U-shaped bar in the middle of the space. And we found that wasn't really a good design for the space. Yeah. So we took that down and we built the other one there. You can't see because we're on radio, but that's where the new bar is, just sided to the kitchen that was already there. And we also put another dividing walls for an office space, and we put some other dividing walls for a more intimate room. And so we kind of broke down the space. But besides that, we kept everything as it was, the original ceiling. As I was telling you, we tore down an old barn, and then we took that wood to do all of the, you know, the moldings, all of that. You know, the first person that we asked for help was a designer from Montreal. And we paid him quite a lot of money to come up with a design. And everything was painted white. And there was glass everywhere. And it was like, we're like, I don't think that's not what we're going to do. I think we're going to keep it more like it was.
Yeah, too modern almost.
Yeah. And so that's what we did. And then, you know, we put a little bit of, you know, all the wood comes from area. Everything that was recycled, refurbished. We got a sponsor from Roche-Beaubois for the couch. It's a really nice couch.
Yeah.
a fireplace. It's an old fire stove. So it's a mix of modern things, but in a really original setup. Yeah.
Yeah. I was so shocked that when I walked in, you had like the original beams still. Yeah. And I was just so shocked that they're still in pretty good shape for how old this place actually is. And if I'm not mistaken, we were speaking before, the brick of the old mill is original as well.
Also. So there's a lot to say. And then we've refurbished the rooms upstairs, also branched it out. It's the Cecil House. You can rent the rooms up there. And the Cecil House is the original name of the old mill.
Okay.
That's how it was called prior to the old mill.
What is your vision for Isbaus Old Mill? You've been touching on it a little bit, but what is your big vision? What sort of projects are happening now? And what sort of projects do you hope to look at in the future?
Yeah, well, the big vision is that, you know, the farm, it's a farm-to-table restaurant. Okay, so, and beyond that, everything that we cook, all the ingredients come from Bromissisquoi. Except for the salt and the coffee beans, obviously, but the coffee's roasted just down the river by a friend of ours. And it's grass-fed beef, it's pastured pork, it's, you know, local organic vegetables that come from this farm here, but also other farmers in the area. The grains are local, you know, everything that we use, the herbs, it all comes from the local suppliers. And that's our main focus, is to show people that, hey, could be local, but this can be really awesome. We should be really proud of the cheeses, the milk, of everything that we have in Bromissisquoi is amazing. And the table fermière, the farm to table, is there to kind of showcase that in an informal way. And so people come here and it's not super pricey. It's not cheap because obviously there's a lot of work.
Yeah, farm, yeah.
And behind everything that we do, but people will come here, they'll drink local wines, they'll have local beers, and then they'll have this local food, and they'll have a good time. And it's not in a setup where it's too fancy, and it's kind of just, you can come with your dirty boots, it's all good.
It honestly reminds us of like our rural farming roots here in the townships. That's what you feel like when you walk into the space.
Yeah, and that was the goal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we want to have everyone that works here have a decent salary, and we want to pay for the ingredients. So it comes at a certain cost, but again, it's not that pricey where people come and they don't feel that it's to their reach. And that was important for us.
Yeah. And you were mentioning before the vegetables here, you built your own large greenhouse, and you're mentioning to me how you're going to have herbs during the winter from here too as well.
Yeah. So, you know, it's the restaurant is fed year round with local produce. And that's the constraints. Like, what do you eat in January? What do you eat in February? What do you eat in March? So the greenhouse allows us to grow a lot of winter greens, and with minimum heat, like we heat the greenhouse at 5 degrees, and we're able to grow up to 20 different vegetables in the winter. That is brought to the restaurant. So it's really cool. And then on Saturday we have farm visits. So when people come to the table fermière, it's like they're here for a longer period of time. It's like 5-course meals with wine pairing. And then we visit the farm, we visit the greenhouse, and we tell people how the vegetables how they're grown. That's kind of like, that Saturday night is a special evening here at the old mill.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, preserving our farming heritage here in the exactly. in the area. Yeah. Can't forget about our roots here.
Exactly.
And do you have any other, I know that you just bought the space and you're fixing it up and you got lots on the go, but do you have future projects in mind? You're mentioning your market farming. Is that something that you hope to do once you get your garden up and running?
We'll have two things. So we'll have the restaurant that's open from Wednesday to Saturday. That's at night. We'll have picnic baskets on Saturday and Sunday. So these are really nice picnics with blankets so people can come and enjoy the site because it is a really beautiful site by the river. By the old mill. And we're also doing Friday market. So we have from 4 to 7, it's kind of a farmer's market where we have all my veggies from the garden and then local meats, local cheese, local wine. People can come here and just get the produce that they want.
Now, what are your hopes moving forward with the space? What sort of impact do you hope to have here in the townships?
I hope that people come and enjoy it. First of all, that's the most important part. It has to do with hospitality. That's what our goal is. And then if what we do can inspire more people of eating locally and in season, and perhaps understanding why this is important, that would be another goal.
There's also another thing that we didn't really speak about, but like the importance of preserving our historical buildings here to remind us how this village developed.
I agree. And we're just, our neighbor is the Museum of Beaumont-Missisquoi.
Yeah.
And
yes.
We want to do a lot of collaborations with them. We want to tell the story of the Eastern Townships. This is a great space for that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Jean-Martin, about Espace Old Mill, but please feel free to mention anything that I may have missed in our conversation.
People can check out the website, espaceoldmill.com, for information, but we're in Stanbridge East and we're open from Wednesday to Saturday. Come and enjoy a meal at our place. I think you'll enjoy it.
And are the rooms available to rent already?
Yep.
Or
yeah,
so people can find that on the website as well?
Yeah, and then Friday is the market. So if you're interested in that, you can come.
Awesome. Thank you so much again. I really appreciate
it. Bye-bye, everyone.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.